tell us to the lead up to this final, because this was a pretty straightforward match, but the whole tournament was such a roller coaster.
Yeah. A lot of hard matches. Every single round was tough, and you know, we had to fight every single round. And especially the last match, we were down 7-1 in the super, 8-4 in the super, and you know, we saved two match points in the second set. So yesterday especially was really emotional.
What did you tell to yourself after winning such a battle in the semifinal? Did you see that as a sign or what?
Well, we were really lucky. It was really a miracle. It was a blessing to be there. I was just thinking that, you know, we're already in the finals. Why not just go all out and win it? You know, it's the finals. There's nothing after that. So you just give everything you have and leave it on court.
That maybe was the only downside, because of the weather. You were supposed to play on such a bigger arena, whereas you were located at court 13. And it was such an easy win in a way. Is that the only thing that probably didn't match your dream when you were dreaming of winning a Grand Slam? Did you imagine this way?
Tennis is full of surprises, and you know, after playing for so long, you have to get used to all these changes and all these obstacles that are really unexpected. Whether it's, you know, in the Rod Laver Arena or whether it's in the very back court, you know, it's still a Grand Slam final, and it's still a match, and we're still going to play our hearts out.
Did you have to tell yourself now and then this is a Grand Slam final, or you sort of keep that idea away?
Well, I mean, of course it pops into your head, right? But I think that it motivates me a little bit more.
How did you girls create such a great chemistry, given that you don't live in the same place, somewhat don't speak the same language? You're not always together. You don't even have the same age. How?
Yeah. Well, it helps that we're really good friends. We've coupled up a couple of times before in 14 under, and we've won a lot of tournaments together, but this is the first time we've gotten together again in like 3 years. So considering we won Australian Open, it's really not bad, and I really think we have great chemistry on court, and you know, we always keep each other positive.
Tennis is obviously a very individual game, and you won such an important tournament with Le Petit As, you know, yeah. Someone that even some of the tennis greatest have won, and that was in single. How do you compare this emotion and this achievement to that one? Does it feel the same?
I think every tournament is different, and everyone is special in their own way, and you know, that was an experience that helped me a lot, and so will this one. And you know, you just keep learning from everything you do, whether you win champion or whether you lose first round. There's something you can always take away from that.
Can you tell us one thing you reckon you learned about yourself and about tennis in general, maybe about life, in this fortnight in Australia?
Not every day is going to be your day, and you know, those days are going to come whether you like it or not. And you know, being a champion isn't about how many times you win, it's about how many times you come back up and how many times, you know, you push yourself to the limit. It wasn't my week for singles, but you know, I did the best I could, and I bounced back in doubles, and I'm really happy with the result.
Can you tell a bit more about the expectation in the Philippines about this match? What sort of hype was surrounding it, and did you feel it?
I think I've gotten a lot more attention on social media because of this, and you know, but I try not to think of it a lot. I try not to, you know, make it such a big deal and treat it like every other match, you know. Yeah.
Did you make it?
Huh? Did I?
Did you manage to?
Yeah. I think I did pretty well, and you know, the support from back home is really strong, and you know, the support from my family and from the team and from my partner also really helped me and really helped her. Yeah, on both sides.
Do you believe this day can somewhat change your life for the good, and how, and what do you reckon it's going to be like from tomorrow, with people recognizing you, maybe even more attention, maybe more sponsors?
I mean, this is a definitely a really big moment in my life, and you know, first Grand Slam title. I'm just going to keep sticking to what I do and training hard, and you know, moving on to the next step.
Are you going to celebrate tonight?
Yes, of course, of course.
Are you going to reward yourself somewhat? Are you going to get yourself a present saying,
maybe,
Alexander, you really deserve this?
Maybe a dessert, I don't know.
Can you say one thing for the Filipino community in Australia and everyone around the world who supported you?
Thank you so much for all your support. It really means a lot to me the past the past week and, you know, throughout the whole journey. And, you know, I hope I made you guys proud.
So congratulations.
Thank you.